Well, let's go back to that story that Paul read for us. If we can have the first picture, please, Ben. There were lots of people that had come to listen to Jesus speak. There were all kinds of people. There was ordinary people. There was people who'd done good things. There was people who'd done bad things. But not everyone was pleased. Not everyone was pleased with what Jesus was doing. Some people, can you see them? Stood and pointed and muttered. And they said, "This Jesus, this man, he mixes with," they called it, "tax collectors and sinners. He mixes with people who do bad things. He's trying to help them." How do you think they're looking at him? What sort of faces have they got?
Like if Jesus is stupid.
Maybe. What do you think they're thinking? Some of them are angry. Some of them wish he wouldn't do it. And they were called, the group of people that they were began with F. Do you know?
The Pharisees.
But all the people wanted to hear Jesus. And so Jesus told two stories that Paul read for us. Here's the first one. We'll go through these quite quick, Ben. What do you think this guy does? What do you think he does? What do you think he does, Nahum? He looks after the sheep. There they are. Here's the shepherd. He's looking after his sheep. And Jesus said, here's a shepherd and he's got some sheep. How many do you think are there? What's your answer going to be? Did you count them?
20.
I don't think there's 100 there, right there. But he had 100 sheep. Here was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And he starts to bring them in. Maybe it's the end of the day. And he wants to count them in. Shall we count them? How quick can you count to 100? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Most kids cheat and they go 1, 2, miss a few, 99, 100. Is that what you said, mate? Sorry, I wasn't listening to you. And he starts to count them in and he gets 1, 2, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Am I missing one? Should we start again? Have you ever had to try and count everything up and you think, that must be right? And you go back to the start and he did it again. 1, 2, 96, 97, 98, 90. There's only 99. What's happened? There's one missing. Brilliant, Jonathan. There's one missing. So he's looking at the sheep and he thinks, what shall he do? Shall he just stick with the 99 that he's got?
No.
If you had 99 toys, or if you had 100 toys and you lost one, so you had 99, would you say, I'll stick with the 99 I've got? Nathan says, yeah, well, at least he's honest. Or would you go and look for the missing one? Have a think about that. Well, the shepherd said, I'm going to find the missing one. So what does he do? He's looking this way. He's looking up high. He's looking that way. Can you see the sheep? Can you see it? You sure? Is it not there somewhere? Then he looks the other way. He goes up high. He looks up high. He looks down low. Is that it? Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Is it there?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
Ah, wow. Let's see. He found. That's a funny looking sheep, isn't it? Have you ever seen a brown sheep? I don't know what breed that would be. There you go. He found it. What would he do? Is it a baby one? Is it a baby one? Oh. And he would put it on his shoulders and he would carry it home back to be with all the others. Do you like that? You like that? Yeah.
I want it again.
You want it again? And he would go back, and the words that Jesus said, he would take it back and he would go and meet the other shepherds back to the flock of sheep. And he would say, what would he say? What sort of thing would he say?
100.
100, yeah. 100. I found it. He'd tell everyone, I found the sheep that we thought was lost. He would say, rejoice with me. I'm so happy because we found the sheep that was missing. Then Jesus said something else after he told the story. He said, and Paul read it, I tell you the truth, That in the same way, so like the story we've just told, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need to repent. Wow. Well, you understood the story about the sheep. But let's go back to the people that were listening. Jesus had said this, and they were thinking, what does he mean? What does he mean? Who is he telling that story for? They were scratching their heads, and they were thinking, what's this about? Well, what did Jesus do then? He told them another story. He told them a second story. Now, here's our second story. Now, it might have been something like this. Can you see what this lady's got on her head? Can you see what she got on her head? What's she got? Come on. Say what you see. Josiah. She's got a headdress with some coins. Now, it might have been something like that, that they had coins as part of their headdress. And it might have been money that was valuable, that was maybe to keep for later in life, perhaps when she got married or something like that. And she's got, well, in the story Jesus told, how many silver coins did she have? How many did she have? 10. Maybe there's 10 on there. And she was very happy with it. But suddenly, what happened? What happened? Can you see? Everyone should be able to see. Is there something wrong? Noah? One missing. Brilliant. There's one missing. Can't she see? Why do you think she can't tell that there's one missing?
Because she's looking down and she doesn't know what's going on.
She doesn't know. She can't see. So what happens? Let's see what... when she realises, how would she feel? How would the lady feel? What do you think? Sad? Sad? Really, really sad? It was quite a big thing maybe to lose one of those silver coins. Oh, she's got 9 others. Is that all right? She's still got 9. Isn't that okay like that?
No.
No? Why is it not okay? She might not have had enough money. She might have really needed that coin. It might have been worth something to get married. That could have been very bad. So what should she do? What should she do? What do you think? What do you think? She should look for it. Wow. She's going to look for it. Well, let's play a little game. Just imagine this is a silver coin. Okay, it's a gold one. Go with it, be a silver coin. Somewhere in this room, there's some more coins. Now, only one person in this room knows where they all are. My little helper at the back has hidden them. Okay? Now, you guys can go and look. And there's not just one. I think there's quite a few. And it's finders keepers. If you find them, you can keep them. These are actually chocolate. Okay? So if you go and have a look at the back of the
room. Oh,
there's some not in the room. Right. Well, you've got a minute. Go on. Off you go. See if you can find any missing coins. Are they getting warm, Hugh? Has anyone found any? You found two? You found one, Sam? Well done. There might be more. Is everybody back? Wow. Now, was that easy or difficult to find that coin? Did anyone find one? Did everyone find one? Well, in our story, what did you have to do to look? Where did you look?
I found one.
You found one? Where did you find it?
Over there.
Did you look under something? Or did you look over something?
I looked on something.
On something? Or on the table? Or behind the curtains? And so if we go back to our story, what did the lady in the story have to do? She doesn't know where it is. How did she look, do you think? What did she do? What's she doing there? What's she doing there? She's trying to find the coin. Charlie, what was she
doing? She's sweeping around in her house.
She's sweeping around in her house. That she might not have had a very big house. It might have looked something like that. She's sweeping to see if it's on the floor behind something. Or what else could she do? What's she doing there? She's looking on the floor. Did anyone find a coin like that by looking on the floor?
Maybe.
Yeah, a few of you. Well done. What else did she do? In some part of the house, it might have been dark, or she might have had to look until it got dark. So what's she doing here? Sam? She's lit a little candle or a little lamp so she can see in the dark places. So if you'd have gone, see, right behind where Pete's sitting in the corner, it's quite dark in that corner. Or if we'd have turned the lights off, or if it had gone dark, you'd have to put the light on to try and find it. Well, she'd done all those things to look for the coin. And then what happens? What happened?
She found it.
She found it. Does she look happy?
Yeah.
And what would she do? She'd celebrate. Who said celebrate? Well done. She puts it back where it came from and she's telling all of her friends, she's telling her neighbours, I found the missing coin. Last one, I think, is it, Ben? And they even had a party. Look at that. They'd celebrate. She'd say, rejoice with me. Be happy for me because I found the coin that was missing. Well, that was another story that Jesus told. And then Jesus said something else at the end of the story. He said this, and remember, this is to everybody that's listening. So it's the crowd of people that are listening, the good people, the bad people, those people who thought they were in charge of everything, whose name began with a F, Josiah. Can you remember what they were called?
Pharisees.
The Pharisees. They were listening. And Jesus said this, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of God over one sinner who repents. He said something like that before, didn't he? Didn't Jesus say something a bit like that after the last story? Well, what were people thinking? Back to them again. What were they thinking about this? Do you remember when we saw our video just before about that boy who became a man? And he'd got lost and he came home. And what did his mum feel like when they found him?
Happy
to see him. My son, who I thought was lost, and now he's home. And they felt happy. And in the two stories we've had, the shepherd lost. How many sheep did the shepherd lose? He lost one. He had. How many did he have before? He had 100. He only lost one, but he went out to find it and he found it and brought it back. The lady in the story, she had all those coins. How many did she have?
Loads.
10. And she lost one and she went and found it and she brought it back. Do you remember we said the Pharisees, they weren't all that happy with the way Jesus was teaching. And they said he mixes with ordinary people. He mixes with people that we call sinners. What they meant was these are people who do bad things. These are people who are not as good as us. Because we're the ones who do good. We're the ones who tell everybody else how to behave and how to live. That's what they thought. But Jesus was different. You know, these guys, they could have gone out. They had some parts of the Bible. They had some parts. They could have gone out and they could have taught the ordinary people about God. But they didn't really. And Jesus was different. And he said, I've come to speak to everyone. I've come to try and teach everybody. I've come to tell the message of the good news that you can have salvation and you can come to God and you can live eternally and you can be right with God. And Jesus had come. Who'd he come to tell? Had he just come to tell a few people? Just a few people. Or who had he come to tell? Come on, Leah. Everyone. But everybody needed to hear it. And some people thought they didn't need to hear it. And Jesus told the story about a shepherd who wasn't satisfied until he'd found his lost sheep. Now these guys, they could have opened their Bibles and they could have gone to a psalm. They could have gone to Psalm 23 and they could have read it and it would have said, the Lord is my shepherd. Does anybody know this? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. They could have read words like that. They could have gone to the book of Ezekiel, where there's lots of things like this, but one verse says, this is what the Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will look after them. Wow. This is the things that God said. And then Jesus said, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner, he called it, who repents, than over 99 righteous people. Well, that was a funny thing to say. But what he meant was, there's a lot of people who think they're okay. They think they're fine. They think they're good already. They don't think they really need to say sorry, to come to God and say, do you know what? I know that I've done things that are wrong. I've done things that I know God is not pleased with. I've broken your laws. I've broken your commandments. I'm sorry. That's a hard word to say, isn't it? I'm sorry. When was the last time anybody here said, I'm sorry? Have you had to say it today to anyone? No one's had to say, I'm sorry. And nice and honest, Nia.
And I had to kill them.
You did. You did. But you had to say, sometimes, I'm sorry at home, but we all have to come to God and say, I'm sorry. You see, the Pharisees thought they were all right. Sometimes the Pharisees thought they were always right. But Jesus said, no, I've come to talk to people who know that they're not always right, who know that they're wrong, who know that they've done things that are wrong. There's one last verse that we're going to see as we finish. It's from the book of Romans, and it says, but God demonstrates, or God shows, his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. There's the thing. Jesus said, you're not always right. You're not all right. You've all done things. We've all done things that have broken God's law. You could think of some of the things. We did the Ten Commandments not long ago, didn't we? I'm selfish. I'm greedy. I'm rude to people. So are we all. We all do things, different things, that God says, my standard is here. But you've done things that break it. And God says, as a holy God, I must punish sin. But there's great news. There is absolutely great news. Do you know what the great news is? Does anybody know what the great news is? Sam?
He's going to come and die on the cross.
Well, the way you said that, he said Jesus was going to come and die on the cross, because Jesus was telling this story before he died on the cross, wasn't he? In Luke chapter 15. But Jesus came and he lived on this earth and he died on the cross and he took my place. He took your place. He took the punishment that we deserve. And so Jesus said, that's why it's such a great thing. You know, in the story, what did it say? When they found the sheep, when they found the coin, and then Jesus talked a bit more. What did he say there would be in heaven? He used the word beginning with rejoicing. What does it mean to rejoice? To be, what do you think? Josh looked a bit like he was rejoicing when he was doing the songs, didn't he? To be happy. Jesus said there will be great rejoicing in heaven when even just one person repents, which means to come to God and to say sorry for the things we've done wrong and to just say, I trust you and I want to live for you and I want you to be in charge of my life. And boys and girls, that is the most important thing that any of us in this room can ever do, to come to God, to know what the Lord Jesus has done for us and to say, I'm sorry, but I trust you and I want you to be in charge of my life. So Jesus says it will be a great thing if one person comes to him and maybe prays a prayer a bit like this. Lord, I know that you are the God who made the world, who set things in place, who created laws that I know I haven't kept. And I know, Lord, that you came into the world to seek and to save, to try and find those who are lost. And I know you died in my place. And I know I am lost. But will you save me, please? Will you take me as one of your own children? Will you do that? And will you keep me safe and lead me on? and take me home with you. I wonder if anyone here has ever prayed a prayer a bit like that or something similar to that. Because if you haven't, then you need to. And that isn't the end. That's the start. That's the start of a new life with Jesus Christ, walking with him and learning about him and growing with him and coming into the church and living and growing and learning together. It's a new life. And Jesus said so many more things that we haven't got time to look at today. But maybe if you're visiting, come back and learn and hear some more.